primary injury to report. Namdi has like whiplash type syndrome symptoms and a split lip. So he didn't have a concussion. He's been tested. Everything's okay there. He wasn't knocked out. That's not what happened when he was hit. He was completely conscious the whole time. So, but his he did get a pretty good laceration to his lip, and his back of his neck is a little bit sore. I appreciate the way that the people up here have taken care of us over the last few weeks. They do a phenomenal job, and it's a tribute to Lehigh and really starts with the president on down to the people that help us out daily, and the food people are unbelievable. So look, the hospitality's been great, and that's why we love coming up here. It's also been a good camp just from a camaraderie standpoint. Bringing a team together, I think, is very important in the National Football League, and so it's good from that standpoint. We were also able to get a lot of good work in. And this afternoon, we'll try to finish it up outside. It's supposed to clear up here around, you guys would know better than anybody, but somewhere around noon, 1 o'clock. So hopefully we can get that afternoon practice outside. If not, we'll be right in here. And it'll be a 10-10-10 type practice. They'll be in shells and they'll be in helmets, no pads on. So again, though, it was good to see the progress that this football team made. And I appreciated their work ethic and their attitude as they approached it. Time's yours.
With the whiplash, how long do you think Namdi will need off before he can practice?
I don't know. We'll see here. He's sore today, so he won't practice today, but we'll see.
That's just a thing of time.
Day by day, we'll just take it and see how he does.
Andy, do you have any update on Mike Patterson's condition and whether he'll be back sometime soon?
We don't. I mean, he's just right now. We're waiting just to see how it's going to work out, and we're strictly banking on what his doctor says. So, and he hasn't given us any updates on it.
You talk so much about the camaraderie that they get here at Lehigh. Was it a lot easier this year because it wasn't a wave of players coming in at the last minute like last year?
Yeah. Initially, that's it was a smoother process initially. So that part's the way the rules are set up now and handled. It's makes it a little bit easier that way.
With Patterson, the doctor, has he at least given say we're gonna retest him? Has that conversation happened yet?
Well, the doctor's been on vacation for a while, so. So that's he's just kind of getting back here and getting back in the swing. But we don't have there's no progress report to give you on that. Yeah.
What do you know about the team that you didn't know when you reported here?
Well, I mean, Les, the thing I was looking for, were they going to carry over, backing up to last season, were they going to carry over that energy they had at the end of last season that they brought into the OTAs? Now could they bring it into this camp here? And they seem to do that. Does that mean you've got a – That's going to carry you through? No, but it's a good foundation to start with. And then are you going to work hard? And so I thought they did that. They busted their tail. People weren't trying to get out of practice or look for the easy way out of a drill. They pushed themselves through, and we got better. So do we have a long way? Absolutely. We need the rest of this preseason to get ourselves right for the season. But at least there's a foundation there to build on. I've got an idea of their personality, and I like that part of it. But we've got to go do it, and we've got to finish up these next few weeks very aggressively.
You talk about individually. Is there anybody personnel-wise that stood out? Pleasant surprise?
You could probably take that young group of players and say that it was good to see them progress. I didn't see guys that were – it seemed like they were taking steps forward, not steps backwards. If they had an off day, they got right back on the horse and were better the next day. So, without picking one person out of the bunch, I think generally that's what you saw.
Do you think Jamar will be able to start practicing soon?
Yeah, Jamar, what he did was he went through the 9-on-7 yesterday, and then he tightened up a little bit. So he'll go through today's as much as he can do. And then we'll just keep going. We'll just see what he can do. We don't want him to further the injury. He's being very real with us on it and telling us how he feels. So we respect that. We know he's a real tough guy. And he doesn't try to get out of anything ever. And so you take what he says, and then you go kind of by those symptoms.
Andy, the preseason schedule where you're playing the Browns in the third week and then in the opener, what kind of adjustments do you have to make, and what are the challenges when you're faced with a schedule like that?
Well, we've got a couple teams. So we play the Browns the first week, and then we play Pittsburgh the fifth week. So that's what it is. And I'm not too worried about that part of it. We're going to play our guys quite a little bit here this coming game against New England, and which is Monday night, and then I'll come back, and they probably won't play quite as much against the Browns.
Do you know yet how long the Stars are going to play against New England?
Well, at least be a half. We'll just see, you know, we'll see where it goes from there. But
this is not the way you would have organized your schedule, preseason schedule, if you had had control of it, I would guess.
Well, probably not, but that's all right. I mean, you know, this is what you're dealt with. In the NFL, and as in life, you're dealt with things that you got to kind of work around. So that's what you do. That's what we've been given, and we go with it. But I mean, I can't tell you that's not probably the way I would have gone about it, but that's all right.
What changes have you seen from Juan's approach kind of
what you saw
here in the last few weeks?
Yeah, listen, Juan, Juan's more comfortable, I think. Just going through it. I think his guys are more comfortable knowing the defense, which helps. Last year we had to kind of jump start it right here at Lehigh. They didn't have the OTAs. They didn't understand how we practice, the speed we practice, all the little small things that take place. So Juan was able to feed them a little bit more this offseason. They have a better understanding. They practice fast and furious, and that's important. Juan's got everybody. Really, you have the way that works is you've got everybody. So you've got people, and everybody has their job. So whether it's the substitution guys or, you know, whatever it might be, and I'm saying the ones that are spotters to see what personnel groups are in for the offensive unit. So.
If he wants to talk something over real quick, is it
he
with
can
Todd?
He can do it right with Todd. Yeah, yeah. Or he can do it with anybody, but he's got Todd right on the phone. Yeah.
The intern coaches, Buckhalter, Greg Lewis, those guys, what value do they provide at camp, and what do they pick up by being here?
Yeah, listen, I mean, with our interns, we put them to work. So I'm not sure how it is other places, but our guys are going to work. When they come here, we give them something to be responsible for, whatever phase of that game it is, and we expect them to jump in and do it. They're familiar with the program, so they know what to expect and what I'm expecting from the players and the coaches, and I think it's a nice little starting point for these guys that want to the ones that want to get into coaching.
Andy, how much weight do you put into a player's performance in camp as opposed to the preseason games when you're?
I think it's part of it. I mean, you've got to try to take and make a whole out of all the different things, the different areas you see them in, and practice is broken down into different areas, and so you try to evaluate the players daily. Whether it's this kid's good in the red zone, he needs work in nickel, or whatever it is, you do it every night. You get together as a staff and you do that, and then you get a pretty good feel by the end of camp, and then you see how that carries over into games.
Because of the way things have changed, are there certain positions it's harder to evaluate just in camp? Obviously, kick returner jumps to mind that you really can't tell until you see them in the game.
Well, you saw kind of what we did. We let those two young guys get in there. I've got to come out of this thing with a good evaluation of them. The nickel back position, okay? So the positions that don't play quite as much, your third wide receiver position, you know, that inside slot player that might not get quite as many reps as another player. So those are the odd positions are the ones. Field goal kicker. I mean, that's you want to – now, we have a pretty good idea of our field goal kicker, but that would be one if you're starting off with a new guy.
Overall, you seem much more comfortable with your knowledge of what you've got. Can you put your mind back to where you were last year? What did you feel like at this point? Were you really worried? Like, I just don't know.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of moving parts. This isn't an excuse. I don't want it to be taken that way because everybody had to deal with this. But you knew you were going to be teaching old dogs new tricks and doing it like right now. You didn't. There was no lead up. There was no walk and then you run type deal. So it was okay, here we go. And then you remember there was a little bit of a delay there before the free agents could jump in and go. And some of the young guys that we were counting on, the rookies, all right, here we go. We got to get moving fast. So that part was a little bit different. But everybody had to deal with it, and you kind of worked it out.
But do you remember feeling late in training camp? You know, we're not ready.
Well, I think I mentioned it. I just mentioned that I thought it was important that we came together as a team. We had a lot of different – I thought we had good players, but you've got to come together as coaches and players. You've got to come together as a team, and that takes a little bit of time. And so when I reflect at the end of the season, it was too late. But I felt like we had joined hands and kind of brought that thing together as a team, which it, you know, you wanted to do sooner than what we did.
You were able to get it early in the season, not because of the players, but you had a whole new coaching staff, all these new players, and not just new coaches, but a new way of doing things, new systems. So did that put you behind eight ball a little bit more than maybe some other people?
Yeah, and listen, we weren't the only ones that had that situation, but it was just different. It was different than what you've had in the what we've had in the past, with the exception of your first year, where you know, that's kind of how it was. But it was just a little different set of rules there.
You were able to get a lot of guys on the defensive line first team reps while you were up here. You have a lot of numbers there. Do you feel like you're coming out with a clearer idea of how it's going to?
No, Liz, that's going to be a tough decision. That's going to be one of the positions. I mention this to the players all the time. Make it tough. Make it tough for Howie and I to have to make that decision, right? So it's a great problem to have, but that's not sorted out yet, and that's not going to be an easy thing.
So these games, these two games you got coming up, are
games and practices. Yeah.
Is it fair to say you move the names around on the board daily, pretty much?
Absolutely, yeah. Every day we get in there after the evening meeting. Coaches have seen the tape. They've had a chance to talk to the players. Everything's done. So now you get in there and if you need to move a spot, you move a spot. You make sure you communicate to the player why. You don't hide anything from them, right? And then continue to teach them and see how they respond to it, see how the guy that moves up responds to it.
What did you tell Demetrius when you made the move at tackle?
Well, that he kind of knew beforehand that we were going to work King, that it was coming down to he and King. So, you know, there was a little bit of that done before the move happened. But,
thanks, guys. Appreciate it.